Okay, guys, welcome to the Bedtime Stories, Daily Bedtime Stories podcast for kids. Tonight we're going to do something a little bit different. Well, you know, we're in our series, right? I think last time was part 8 in our Lost Coin series. But one thing we didn't do is we need to pause and we need to do an origin story. We need to do the Stella origin story. So we need to go back and tell a little bit about one of our heroes, Stella. I mean, we got
to
introduce.
And then we have to do Miss Hawthorne.
We gotta introduce our listeners to Stella, the hero. No, we're not worried about Miss Hawthorne right now. We're worried about Stella. So, long before little Billy came to the land, long before, there was a little girl who was born, and she was abandoned in a pile of rocks, and nobody knows what happened to her parents. There was just this little baby, and she was there, and she was crying, and there was this group of, how do you explain what kind of creatures these are? These creatures, they're called rock trolls, and nobody really knows if they're more of an animal or a rock. Have you ever seen a living rock? Well, that's kind of what these were. They're rock trolls. And she was in this pile of rocks, and these rock trolls had piled up the rocks. And the rock trolls eat rocks, and they make their houses out of rocks. And they do all sorts of things with rocks. So they collect them and pile them up. They love rocks. Well, one day, one of the rock trolls, a little rock troll, a child rock troll, came out to the piles, and she was going to do some playing. And of course, their toys were made of rocks. So she goes out to the rock pile, and she sees this baby human there, and this little person that's screaming. So she grabs it, and her first impulse was, maybe she should just eat it. But she took it back home, and she said, "Mom, can I eat it?" And she had never seen a human before. And the mom, rock troll, said, "No, you can't eat it." She said, "Did you see the big ones, the mom and dad?" And the little rock troll said, "No. There's nobody else around. I looked." And the mom and dad rock trolls, they went and they looked all over the place for the mom and dad, because they wanted to make sure that the little baby got where she was supposed to go. Well, the mom and dad were nowhere to be found. And to this day, nobody knows what happened to them. Did something bad happen to them? Or did they just run off? Or did they... We don't know. Well, so anyway, the rock trolls were sitting around, and they said, "We know nothing about raising a human." And they decided that they were going to do their best, and they were going to raise this human girl just like they would another rock troll, except they would have to feed her different food, because humans can't eat rocks. And so they started asking questions to all of the other witches and goblins and all of the other creatures that they knew. They knew a couple mermaids, and they knew the Star Queen. And they started asking some questions about how to raise humans. And they kind of thought they had it figured out. So they found some milk, and they gave the child some milk, And pretty soon, the child was getting old enough to start walking and talking. And the cave trolls, they decided that they would teach this little girl how to shoot a bow and arrow. They taught her how to make bows and arrows. They taught her how to make them sharp. And they did this because this little girl had to eat. She couldn't eat rocks. She had to eat living things. She had to find some meat. So she made a bow and arrow, and she would go hunting. And then a traveler came along one day. And this traveler was another rock troll, but he was a traveler, and he was part of a different village. And he said, "Ooh, you have a human. What is this human's name?" And nobody knew. I mean, the little girl was running around doing hunting and all sorts of stuff, and nobody knew her name. She didn't even know her name. She didn't even know she didn't even know that anybody had a name. So they decided, well, we need a name. We need to give her a name. So they sat around that night and they decided to call her Stella. And Stella then started to go on all sorts of adventures. She started leaving the rock troll village, and she went on long hunting trips. And she went and she found herself one time in the middle of a huge snowstorm, and it was so cold that she didn't know what to do. So she made herself an igloo. She made herself a house out of snow, and she kept warm inside the snow. And she stayed there for several days, eating the meat that she had dried and packed along. And Stella got to have quite a reputation with all of the different creatures and people in the land. They knew Stella was a great hunter, and that because she was such a great hunter, she was a great warrior. And every time people had a problem, they would call Stella. Stella was what you call quite the hero. And Stella would always help the people that were her friends and the people who were vulnerable, the people who needed her help, the people who couldn't defend for themselves. And so when there was ever a situation and somebody needed Stella's help, she always would help them because she cared for other people. And so this kind of explains when Stella met little Billy and little Billy needed her help, she was very quick to help him because she always helps those who need help. And little Billy needed help to find the lost coin. So now we know a little bit more about Stella. And of course, we'll find out more about her as time goes on. But any other thoughts there, guys? Okay, well, let's pray, okay? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for today being the Lord's Day. We thank you for church that we could go to today and that we could learn about you and worship. And we thank you for these boys. I pray that you would just bless them and help them to have a really good night's sleep tonight. Pray that you'd help them to grow up to be big and strong and to love you with all of their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.